So I decided to be a lifeguard because my sister joined the year before, and I picked her up from a lot of her shifts and training sessions, saw her at work, and it looked like a really cool way to spend my summer, like working on the beach, helping people, being in the sea. So then the following year, I decided to join. Like on the busy days, like say on a Saturday or Sunday or a bank holiday, there'll be thousands of people at the beach now. So you do have to like be on your A game, keep your concentration high, keep rotating shifts, making sure the red and yellow is always watched.
I had a young girl who had asthma. She had an asthma attack out in the sea. And luckily, there was lots of lifeguards out on the board in the inner sea. And they spotted her, brought her in to me. And I know I had to manage the situation because I was the senior that day and give her treatment, make sure she was all right, and send her away to hospital where she was fine. It's amazing, especially afterwards. It sort of sinks in and you think, if you weren't there, what would have happened? It was instinctive, but luckily I'd had like years of training and we'd gone through the like first aid procedure for if you have an asthma attack. So I knew what to do. So luckily all my training came into play and it all worked out really well. It's very important. We do so many preventative things to stop anyone drowning or getting into trouble. And we do so many first aids as well, which people just don't know about. And like sort out missing kids. We have to run the beach really a lot of the time with the bay inspector who helps us out.
Definitely encourage more people to do it. It's a great way to spend your summer earning money, helping people. For me, I'll probably do one or two more years on the beach. I've progressing quite well with the RNLI. I'm now a trainer assessor, so I get to teach certain lifeguard skills to new lifeguards. So I hope to progress that even more for the next two seasons.